Blog Talk Radio.
This is Heart to Love with Fola, the show that brings you fun, refreshing time in the Spirit of God and empowering nuggets from the Word of God. As you listen to the show, you'll learn how to rely on God, know God for yourself one-on-one, and you'll receive wisdom nuggets to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, a warm welcome to your radio host, Certified Life Coach, Folakemi Ayodele.
Good evening, everyone. This is Folakemi Ayodele, your host on Heart to Love with Fola. I'm so excited to be here again with Apostle James and Prophetess Joanne Smith of Kingdom Dynasty International Ministries, Apostle and Prophetess.
Good evening, everyone.
So good to have you, and a big thank you to everyone that is live on air with us online and those that are calling on the phone. Appreciate your time. I know you have a lot of stuff, but you still made time to be here today, and I know you will be blessed by this powerful purpose wisdom nugget. So let's get right to it, loaded, and we're just ready to roll. Prophetess, you've been married for over 20 years, so we want you to share with us, you know, on how you've been able to get this thing going with Apostle. What are the qualities that couples need in order to have a successful marriage? So you talk to the ladies first, and then Apostle will talk to the men about those qualities. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Fola. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
One of the greatest opportunities that we as women have as far as qualities are concerned as being a wife to a magnificent husband myself, one of the qualities that I thank God that I'm able to express is respect, honor, and love.
Mm.
When you give those, when you are able to demonstrate respect, honor, and love, it takes that man, it strengthens him. It actually not only strengthens him, but there's nothing that he won't be able to do, because in the midst of you giving him that respect and that honor, you're giving him encouragement. And when you can build that man, when you can build that man up, and you can build his self-esteem, and you can build his value, and you can build his worth, that's the greatest thing that I can do as a wife. Even in the midst of me covering him, even in the midst of me praying for him, because I war for him every day. He's outside of the home, so I fight for him every day. But in the midst of me praying for him, in the midst of me warring for him, I call him and I speak encouraging words to him. I edify him. I build him up. I let him know that I appreciate all that he's done for our household and our family, our children. Thank him for loving me as he does. I mean, those things and giving him affirmation, all of those are part of different character traits that we can demonstrate to our mates.
Wow, thank you, Lord. These are powerful stuff. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you so much, woman of God. Now I see where the anointing is flowing from. So from what you said, it seems the woman has to be given a lot if they want to enjoy that home, right?
I mean, and it's amazing, because I tell people like this all the time. When you go to the bank, now think of it just like this. When you go to the bank and you're making a deposit, and you go there's a need that may arise. Say, for instance, you have to go
pay
a bill. So you're looking for you to go to the bank because you made a deposit. You have a right to come and make a withdrawal. So if we see ourselves as being that bank, and we're making deposits within them, when we need attention, when we need affection, when we need to be roaming, when we need to sit down and as I say to him, sweep nothing in my ear. I mean, create something. You can cause the creativity within a man to come out of him.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's your demonstration. It's what you put in him. What you put in is what you're going to get out.
That's right. You are a woman of God.
if you take the time to sit down and ask, how can I satisfy you? What is it that you're longing for? Because, see, one thing I've learned about my husband, we sit down and we question each other. Not only do we question each other, but we also, I don't just question, I become the solution to the problem. We periodically give each other report cards. And he'll make a statement to me, and he'll say things such as, how am I doing? Have I graduated from college yet? Have I graduated from high school yet? You know, where am I? You know, what do I need to do to get to that place? What do I need to do to get to the place where, you know, I've gone to another grade level, or I've accelerated, even when it comes down to intimacy? Because most men struggle in the area of intimacy.
Why?
If we're making the deposit, we're going to get the withdrawal.
Right.
If we sit down, and it's funny, my dad get a kick out of this, because he sits down and say, do y'all seriously give each other a report card? Yeah, we do. We grade it. It's important. It's important, because a lot of times women, intimacy is something important to us. Romance is something important to us. And a lot of times we don't speak up. We don't voice, and we don't share what we need. And there are seasons that I have to sit down and say, he don't know. He's not a mind reader. One thing I love about my husband, he will speak the heart of God in a minute. Okay, God, she's not talking. She's not sharing. What is it that she need? What is it that she needs that she's not telling? I have that type of man.
You know your husband is a man of God.
Huh?
Your husband is a man of God, so he can discern what is going on.
Yes. I mean, and it's funny, because he can't surprise me. He gets upset with me sometimes. He's just like, you know what, that's a prophetic gift when you just sometimes, he said, because I never can surprise you. You always figuring out something.
There you go.
But I enjoy it. So women, study the characteristics. Give them honor. Give them respect. Give them affirmation. Give them adoration. And when I'm telling you, when you do those things, there is nothing that he won't do to you. That man is made just like God. When you sit down and affirm God, when you sit down and love on God, when you sit down and pour your all into God and you ask God, how can you satisfy him? I guarantee you there's nothing God won't do for you.
Amen. We believe that, sis. You're not just talking, because it's working and you are still in that marriage. So thank you for thank you for sharing this wisdom, sis. Apostle, you know, what is exciting is the fact that both of you are spirit-filled. You know, you enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I know when one is like that and the other is like that, it makes things easy. But now, when one is filled with the spirit and the other is filled with his flesh, that's where the problem is. Or when both of them are walking in the flesh. So please, man of God, I know you are full of the spirit, but can you help those men out there that are not, you know, walking in the spirit, or even women that are not doing all this stuff, because it takes walking in the spirit to do everything that your wife has shared with us.
Amen, woman of God. That is so true. You know, you asking that question just brings to mind a very powerful passage in the book of Romans. I believe Romans, the 5th chapter, it actually talks about the carnal mind being hostile or an enemy to the mind of God. You know, the carnal mind, the mind that is governed by extremities or external things or outside influences and persuasions. Whenever a person is consumed with a mind of carnality, they're going to conflict with the mind of Christ. And I've lived it personally in my own walk with my wife, whereas I had allowed myself to become consumed with carnality. And at that moment, my senses begin to dominate my actions and my response to circumstances and situations other than the governing power and authority of God's word being administered by the Holy Spirit. It is critical to understand when the scripture says a carnal mind leads to death. It minds the things of the flesh. But he who is spiritually minded is life in peace. The word of God says, he who minds that is stayed on me shall walk in perfect peace. I believe the lack thereof today in the body of Christ when it comes to knowing the peace of God is the fact that we have not developed the mind of God. When your mind is consumed with the things of God, you will be consumed with the peace of God. And it's peace that I see that is lacking in so many relationships today. Where there's a lack of peace, you're going to have chaos. You're going to have calamity. You're going to have turmoil. Yes. You're going to have the type of response and reactions to situations and circumstances that are not really suitable for a spirit-filled believer.
Yes,
and so this is where the conflict begins in the mind.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we've all been given the responsibility to inherit the mind of Christ. And though it is by the grace of God that we have received this inheritance, we still must take the responsibility to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us how to walk out the mind of God.
Solidified
My relationship with my wife is the fact that we have understood clearly what the scripture means when it says, be not unequally yoked.
That's right.
Oftentimes we read that in 1 Corinthians and we automatically assume that it's talking about a sinner. No, it says, be not unequally yoked with an unbeliever. And sadly to say, sometimes a born-again Christian, if they allow their minds to become consumed with worldly thinking, will at that moment begin to operate in unbelief. Unbelief simply means a lack of confidence or trust in the God who called you to a relationship. So to be an unbeliever doesn't mean that you're a sinner. It simply means that you're no longer trusting or putting your confidence in the things of God.
Wow, that is true.
And so this yoke that is uneven creates this conflict and turmoil between two wonderful people that God has chosen to enjoy a life of bliss, a life of wonder, and a life of glory.
Wow. Awesome wisdom, man of God. I'm just looking at the time now. I really want prophetess and you to share from your heart regarding question two. So if we are running out of time, Apostle, we'll just start off the next week episode with you starting the next question. So, woman of God, while you're answering question two, take your time. If we run out of time, we'll start the next show with your husband, okay? Because I believe this second part is some of the things you have already shared, that when couples have things they are doing together, it helps them stay longer together. So do you agree that setting individual goals as couples and also having another corporate goal together can result in having healthy and long-lasting relationships? If you do believe, woman of God, please explain practical ways that women can do this for their homes. Thank you.
When we as women understand fully that we are the ones that set the atmosphere of our homes, when we understand with much clarity that we are the atmosphere setters of our home, that man can come home to chaos, that man can come to peace, that man can come to love, that man can come to passion, that man can come to joy, that man can come to dread. It depends on you setting the atmosphere as that wife. You have the ability. That's your jurisdiction. That's the dominion God has given you to set the spheres. You can command the spheres, the stratosphere, the atmosphere to come in alignment, every proton, every atom to come in alignment And it's not built on your emotions. And because we are emotional agents, we have to learn how to put our emotions under subjection to the heartbeat of God and begin to speak in the atmosphere what God has decreed over your household, not just your children, but your marriage, because your first ministry is to that man.
Amen.
So when you set that atmosphere, my husband can come home, and he's coming home to an atmosphere of peace. If chaos is going on, mama going to get it straight. Confusion is going on, mama going to get it straight. Why? Because he's dealt with chaos all day long outside of the home. So when he comes home, he needs to have an atmosphere of peace. He needs to have an atmosphere of love. He needs to have an atmosphere of contentment, that even when he comes home, Fola, I make sure dinner is ready, that I can serve him. Yeah. I literally put his food on a plate and put his plate on a tray, put his drink on the tray, put his dessert, everything has to be laid out on his tray, and I serve him. I serve him. Why? Because all day long he's been outside of the home working to serve me.
That's right.
Well, I hear some women may say, well, I work a job too. You're 100% correct. I work a job as well. But I still make sure my priorities are in order. I'm not only working a job, I'm also in school, but I still make sure my priorities are in order. When I come home from work, my kids already know that, okay, the warden is home. That's what they call me. The warden is home. She's in order. And I do. I set them up to make sure everybody's homework is done, make sure everybody's in their shower and their bed. So when daddy come home, he doesn't have to deal with chaos unless it's a day that it's really overwhelming with me. And as women, we do.
Right.
We have to be overwhelmed with the children or overwhelmed at work, or sometimes I'm overwhelmed with schoolwork coming up to my ears. And I'll call him, and then I have to catch myself and say, baby, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you and spill that on you. Because that outside of home, when you're outside of home and you're at work, your focus should be at work. When you're home, before you come, and when you get to your front door, before you cross that threshold, everything at work stays at work. Now you're home.
Amen. That's balance, right?
Yes. And the reason being, Fola, because that's where a lot of people miss it. I remember my husband said this to me some years ago, and this is when God had totally healed him and restored him. And I sat back and I listened to him tell me, he said, you know, I deal with a lot outside of home. I got so much coming at me. And it's not that I didn't know, because I was already praying, but when he began to express to me what comes at him just during a day, by itself. Now I look at the job that he has now, and it's a mental thing. And women, let me give you a nugget here. When your man is out there doing his job and he's laboring, and it has a lot to do with mental issues, and he's dealing with paperwork all day, dealing with computers, dealing with customers all day, because my husband sells cars, it's a mental thing that he's coming. He's mentally drained by the time he comes home. I give him a moment so he can relax and gather himself. I give him that moment so he can relax and gather himself. Once he relaxes and gathers himself, I feed him. Once I feed him, I take time. I even rub his temples, because I know he's had a draining day.
Right.
It's your business to minister to that man. Do you always feel like it? Fola, no, there are days I'm like, oh, I am totally burnt out. But the truth be told is, I got to make sure my king is taken care of. Why? Because while I'm asleep, actually, most of the time I don't sleep. I'm up praying at night, they're asleep. But most of the time, if I'm asleep, because I pray most of the night. So like, you know, I'm making sure I cover every basis. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Make sure taken care of. Make sure the children are taken care of before you come home. By the time he gets home, give him a minute to relax and get himself together, and then feed him and then minister to him. Okay, he goes to sleep, and then I go and finish my homework. Once I finish my homework, ain't nobody cutting into God's time. All the lights are out, all the children are asleep, my husband is asleep. Okay, that's the time. That's my problem this time. Sometimes I know it's nothing but the grace of God, because I'm like, sometimes I get up in the morning when we have family prayer at 6 o'clock every morning. Sometimes he just give me 10 or 15 minutes extra, because he's like, I know this woman has been up all night long. I know she didn't stay up 4 and 5 o'clock. So family prayers at 6. She only had like an hour or two of sleep. So I'm going to give her an extra 15 minutes. I go, baby, why you ain't waking up? He said, baby, you tired. But I'll get up and we'll family prayer. Everybody goes on out their day. And Fola, we've been doing family prayer as a couple for 22 years.
There you go. That's it. That's a corporate goal right there.
Yes. So my thing is create. Women, create the atmosphere. That's your jurisdiction. God has given you that authority. Create your atmosphere. I have worship playing in my atmosphere. I keep worship going. Sometimes my son be like, this woman was, Mom, can you play something else? Sometimes it depends on where God had me at that moment. I got it on repeat. He can play 100 times. It don't matter. It don't matter. I know I'm setting my atmosphere.
True, true.
So that man comes home, he adapts to the atmosphere. He can either go off or give a sigh of relief.
Wow. Woman of God, thank you for this practical can-do wisdom. Because people can know now, it's true, you've given so much tips now on how they can organize their home, organize themselves, you know. And once we do our own part, I mean, the man is not, he's also sensitive, he can see what's going on. And then God in heaven to know how to take care of us. So thank you for this wisdom. Wisdom nugget, and I pray God will continue to uplift your home and marriage. Apostle, we're going to start with you next time so you can talk to men about this important topic. But I would like you to pray for marriages and everyone that has tuned in today and those that will be listening to this podcast later, for God to touch them as they listen, so they can apply all these principles. Because it's one thing to listen, it's another thing to apply the wisdom that is being taught on this great platform. So I would like you to take that prayer, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you again, Fola, for this opportunity.
You're welcome, sir.
Everyone that has tuned into the broadcast today, God bless you. I trust that some of the things that were shared, these are just trinkets that we've gathered over the years, whether it's been by practical experience or whether it's been by revelation of God's Spirit. These are things that we are blessed to be able to share with the King's household. But, Father, we do thank you again for this glorious opportunity of being able to be a medium whereby the wisdom of God can be filtered, whereby the wisdom of God can be administered to those who are seeking solutions to problems, answers to questions. Father, we know that it's by the Spirit of truth that this insight and revelation come. I decree and declare over every marriage that is a partaker of this gathering this evening, I decree and declare light. Let there be light. Let light invade every area of darkness where we have lacked the wisdom and insight of Christ. Let the light begin to the corridors of our heart. Let there be an illumination. May the Spirit of God begin to move upon the deep. Enlighten us, O Lord. Pull us out of our grave zones and call us out of our tombs. Lord God, we thank you for removing the grave clothes and clothing us in righteousness and clothing our minds with light. Light. And Father, I thank you that as you continue to empower us, that our marriages would be a true depiction of what it is to be an inseparable union of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I bless these couples, and I thank you for their lives as you enrich us as we enter into a new week. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Woman of God, can you share with audience your business, and if you have any promotions going on, briefly, so they can partake in the discount or whatever promotions is going on in your business. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Fola, again, for that opportunity.
You are Welcome.
I am just such a blessing to me. I'm with my Mary Kay. We welcome everyone to go into, you can go to my Joanne Smith page on Facebook, on my MK Lady Elegance page on Twitter or Instagram, to see all my specials that I do have. Right now I am doing a special on the skincare systems, the TimeWise Repair Set or the TimeWise Miracle Set. When you buy one of those sets, you'll also get a free roll-up bag. Traveling roll-up bag that I'm giving when you purchase either one of those sets right now. That's one of my specials that we have going on. If you buy a set in hand set and get the second one half off, I'm excited about the set in hands because in the springtime and the summertime, because our skin has a tendency of changing, we now do our set in hands. We can even use it on your feet, and it makes your skin so soft. I love it. I love it. I love it. It pulls all the dead skin off. And those are the specials that we're running right now. You purchase $100 worth of items, you'll get $25 more free. You get free shipping and also get a gift with that purchase. So I'm really excited about the specials that we're putting out right now in this time and this season. And I welcome everyone to go to our website, www.marykay.com/ladyelegance2015. So, again, I want to thank you. Even with the ministry, we have kicked off our Kingdom Dynasty International Ministries new location here in North Chesterfield, Virginia, and I'm excited about that. We're located at... Yes, I'm really excited about that because God has really been having us really minister to so many different walks of life of people, and we're located at 114 Briar Mount Road in Chesterfield, Virginia, 23235, and we're using their clubhouse there at the apartment complex. So we're actually using the clubhouse right there at that apartment complex. But we're excited about that. We start every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Worship is something we believe in. We worship till God show up. If God don't show up, there's no need of us being there. So we worship till God shows up. When God shows up, everything else will go accordingly. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it. If you are a lady, go buy Mary Kay. If you are a man, keep your wife with Prophetess Joanne's gift. So maybe you can get her happy.
If you have not been buying her things.
And if you're in the Virginia area, you're looking for a living church, you know where to go.
Maybe now for the exciting part, even with our Mary Kay, because in August I am doing this great big Love Slave Worship Conference and also having a Love Slave Tea Party. I'm excited about these things because it's teaching us as women to raise our self-esteem, to love ourselves. And as we love ourselves, we can teach people to properly love themselves. We can teach people how to properly love others. So I'm so excited about that. I am really, really excited about what God is doing. And when I tell you character will set you before great kings, God is doing it just that point. When you walk in the characteristics of Christ, you will always find yourself placed in the posture of a king, and God will put you right before a king. That very king is truth and greatness. So I'm really excited about what God is doing in this season.
Yeah, it's a faithful God and it's moving. I will pray that everybody moves with the flow so they won't miss out on what God is doing. Thank you so much, Apostle and Prophetess, and thank you to everyone that has tuned in. Apostle and Prophetess should be back in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and he will take off on the last question and continue with the series. Also, next week, Sunday, we're going to have Elder Lorenzo and his wife, they are starting a 2-part series too. So stay tuned and see you all next week. Before you leave, please listen to my thank you. And you enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you received the wisdom you needed to move from where you are now to where you really want to be. Your radio host, Fola, says a big thanks for listening. Fola can be contacted for coaching services at CoachFola@gmail.com. Fola is also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google+, as Folachemy Iodelli. And her website is folachemynugget.blogspot.com. See you all next week. same time, same station, for another empowering nugget of wisdom.
Thank you. See you all. I love you all. Bye-bye. God bless.